This is Paul Rippey, and welcome to the third episode of the Energy Links podcast. Today I'm in Kampala, Uganda with John Bajuka, who's an old friend of mine, and he has been a consultant to the Axion Energy Links project during a market acceptance test of solar lamps. John, perhaps you could begin by talking about how people in rural Uganda light their homes.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. People in Uganda have a lot of problems with lighting their homes. In the first place, they have a problem of having tadobas as a source of light.
Okay, now I know what a tadoba is, but maybe not everyone does. So
yeah,
what's that?
A tadoba is actually a paraffin candle in a tin. And then they have lantern lamps, and those with lantern lamps are not so many. And in most cases, those with the lantern lamps, the lantern lamp is used in the living room and the tadoba is used in the kitchen. And basically the victim here is the woman, because the man is never in the kitchen, and the inhalance of the fumes from the tadoba really goes to the woman.
So do you think lighting is a gender issue?
Not necessarily, but I think these are roles between the men and the women.
Right, yeah.
And being that's the case, then you find that very few men go to prepare meals for the family.
Could you tell us about tadoba? What do people like about them and what do people dislike?
Of course, they have no alternative. So saying they are going to compare tadoba with anything, I think it is a bit far-fetched. Uh-huh. But the point is that they realize the danger of the tadoba. In the first place, they inhale fumes from paraffin. Second, there is a danger of burning anything around them. And in the third place, if there is a lot of wind in the kitchen, there is a danger of the tadoba being blown off.
Could you describe the test that you conducted with the solar lamps?
We got a sample from two financial service providers.
A sample of households.
Of households. And we selected, just at a random, clients of BRAC and clients of UWESO. And having done that, we selected clients of BRAC from Nansana, and that is a peri-urban area, and they have no access to electricity, and even those who have the type of clients we're dealing with find it hard to access electricity. Now, the second sample we took of clients were the clients of UWESO, and these were selected from Bukomansimbi County in Masaka. And this was very exciting because that is quite rural. There is no electricity anywhere. And the use of tadoba and lantern lamps is the